Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Well, it's horrifying what's going on in Gaza, and the evidence is absolutely irrefragable. There's a man on, and that is people being starved to death. Some people have already died of starvation, others of malnutrition. Malnutrition, you may have food, it's just not enough. So over 100 international aid organizations and human rights organizations have attested to this fact. It is indisputable. It is just beyond argument that Israel is using starvation against the entire population of Gaza. Oxfam, Save the Children, Médecins Sans Frontières, and many others, they've issued this statement. They've all signed that, saying that people are wasting away. Some of the aid workers there, they're wasting away. They say, doctors are collapsing because of hunger and so on. So it's absolutely horrendous. So the Gaza Ministry of Health said 10 Palestinians died of malnutrition just yesterday and so on. So now I know that media that's Zionist inclined will always say Hamas run, as though to somehow discredit it or whatever, right? But that'd be like saying, the Zionist run Israeli Ministry of Health or the Netanyahu run whatever. I mean, would we have to take they what they say with a pinch of salt? All right, everybody lies sometimes. And presumably the Israeli government is no different. Neither is Hamas, neither is anyone in Gaza. But if it's not 10, is it 9? I don't think anyone disputes that people have starved to death, even if the number is quite not quite as high as we've been told. And there are estimates of the death toll in Gaza, as high as 200,000. I mean, the official death toll is at 60,000, and 200,000, say, in its broadest definition. Obviously, over the past, is it 21 months, one would expect there to be some morbidity. Some people would have died anyway of cancer, of heart attacks, of Parkinson's, of whatever, and car crashes. All right, but what was the excess mortality given malnutrition, the generally debilitated, the population that can't even sleep because of a lot of the explosions, the fact that they have to sleep rough, that their sanitation is gone, there's very poor hygiene, there's a lack of access to medicine. People who had serious illnesses but had life-sustaining drugs, they've lost access to those, and. Anyway, so the United Nations itself, the very organization which founded Israel, has said that people have gone into hospital very badly exhausted, and that is caused by grave malnutrition. So people are just falling over because they are so malnourished. So it's a siege. And this is what the humanitarian organization said, all 109 of them. The Israeli government's siege starves the people of Gaza. Aid workers are now joining the same food lines, risking being shot just to feed their families. So with supplies now totally depleted, humanitarian organizations are witnessing their own colleagues and partners waste away before their eyes. So that's the end of the quotation. So people like walking skeletons. These are scenes redolent of the Ethiopian famine, which is partly caused by war and partly natural. Or people, walking skeletons who stumbled out of concentration camps in 1945. Wow. And I know the Israelis will say, but we could have gone further. We've only murdered about 2% of the people of Gaza. Well, that's one of the lower estimates, could be considerably higher. And yes, that's true. But, because, there are good Israelis, partly because there is a conscience, partly because there's some sort of media age. The Holocaust wasn't live on TV. This is. Israel is not a superpower, which Germany was. Israel still depends on weapons shipments to the United States. There's a considerable minority of opinion in the United States saying, no, we can't do this. And that is growing, which is why Israel has to be a little bit restrained. So on. It was a complete stoppage of food and medical deliveries to Gaza in March that Israel started. And then, the Israeli government, Netanyahu, had the temerity to claim when they kidnap people, they're always well fed. Flagrant lie. He didn't actually provide any evidence of that. And they say, oh, isn't it terrible when we get our hostages released? They're malnourished. Well, surprise, surprise. If you got fought off to Gaza, there's not much food for anyone, at least the hostages. The one thing, I suppose, the hostages don't get to move around. That does conserve their energy a little bit. Now, obviously, I don't want anyone to be a hostage. I'd like all hostages released now. So the blockade was somewhat loosened for 2 months, but it was nowhere near enough food and medicine to keep things going. So and then some children, even they survive this, they will be permanently stunted. They'll be underdeveloped because of this. It's just extremely cruel. Children are so starving that they say they want to die. Wow. And the Israeli government, they fulminated against the Assad regime in Syria, partly for using starvation as a weapon of war, which is absolutely true. And then it's stinkingly hypocritical to do exactly the same thing. But at least with Assad's regime, we didn't have to hear him having the nerve to claim his army was the most moral in the world. A bit like all these children shot in the head with sniper's bullets. Snipers who've got a perfect view of someone 2 miles away. They know precisely what they're doing. Marksmen, the most moral army in the world. Wow, sickening. How can they say these things with a straight face? So it's absolutely obvious. And what was the ground given for cutting off all food and medicine? Oh, Hamas was stealing the aid and selling it and blah, blah, blah. Well, Hamas have to eat too. No doubt they would take some food too as well. I don't find that surprising. Selling it to whom? I mean, who's got any money? What commerce is going on in Gaza? And selling it, lending them the money for what purpose? What can they buy? There's nothing to buy. They can't import weapons. Israel controls all the land border crossings except one, which Egypt controls, and Egypt's against Hamas as well. They control the sea, the Israelis do, and the airspace. So it just doesn't make any sense. And what have they ever done with it? So the United Nations has recorded over 1,050 Palestinians killed by the Israeli military just because they're waiting to get food since the 27th of May. That is murder. Even the Israeli Defense Force doesn't claim that these people were armed, although they attacked the Israelis anyway. I mean, it's absolutely blatant. Imagine if a thousand Israelis were murdered just trying to get food, you know? Well, I mean, this is worse than the 7th of October, certainly a larger scale. And it's revolting that the organization organizing this food distribution called the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, the United Nations used to do it, worked far, far better. Not sure if a single person was killed during that. And the Israelis in the United States were warned not to do this, were told it would be a catastrophe. They're doing it on purpose. They know it's a catastrophe. I suppose it's so they can corral them more easily to shoot more of them when they're together. It's sickening. How evil can you get? And of course, you have Zionist shills who are saying this is it isn't happening, or there is no starvation, or there is no genocide. I mean, you remember Ben Shapiro in the United States saying he celebrates the actions of the Israeli army in Gaza. He celebrates the mass murder of civilians. He celebrates starving everybody to death. He celebrates shooting little children in the head on purpose. No mistake, knowing exactly what they're doing. And we've been here before. I mean, 2009, it was the same thing, was a smaller scale. Or even about 2018, that fence the Israelis put up, people shot for coming within 300 meters of a fence, unarmed people, even the Israelis said they were unarmed, shot, in many cases, shot dead, even kids, for coming within 300 meters of a fence, no threat to anyone. And that is murder in anybody's book. Wow. Anyway, it's staggering, but I'm sorry to say, it's just unsurprising. And how do they get away with these crimes and these lies? It's like, international law won't exist at all because of such impunity. Anyway, so the Israeli Defense Forces say they've only ever fired warning shots, right? Warning shots which just happened to have killed over 1,000 people, and they never intend to shoot civilians. Oh, oops-a-daisy, they just happened to have murdered over 1,000. Okay, so and the IDF says that the United Nations and even the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation backs up this account that 1,000 civilians have been murdered. So this is a false and misleading figures. So what are the true figures? Another point, Israel hasn't released any death toll for Palestinian civilians in Gaza. Why? Why? Is it because it's so high, it confirms exactly what the Gaza Ministry of Health is saying? Or is it because they don't even consider it worth recording, as they don't consider Palestinians to be human beings? So, population of Gaza are only 12% of their territory because all these orders to get out of this area and that area, and they're so densely populated together, then they're murdered very easily. And say, oh, Hamas is using human shields, but Hamas cannot be far from civilians because they're all so close together. Everybody is. So only 28 lorry loads a day of aid is distributed in Gaza, which is nowhere near enough. There's tons and tons of food, as the United Nations said, and it's not being allowed through. So Israel's the occupying power and is obliged, pursuant to international law, to make sure the humanitarian aid gets to everybody. Israel is directly responsible, has deliberately created this situation, and so on. And Tel Aviv say it's acting in consonance with international law. It is absolutely not doing so. And say making sure the aid doesn't reach Hamas. How do they know it doesn't reach Hamas? They seem to think everybody is Hamas, and so on. So it really is sickening, or else to allow people out. But I mean, which country is going to take them? So anyway, it's just murder right before, I'm sorry to say, believing eyes. So it is all just heartbreaking, seeing these scenes of wailing children, of people in agony and not having medicines or medical instruments for them, people who are going to be operated on without anesthetic, all this egregious, gratuitous suffering is sheer sadism. There's such evil and cruelty in the world. And I know Hamas committed cruel acts against Israelis too, willfully murdering civilians. Was it 400 civilians that day? Mostly their military personnel they killed. Whereas, you know, about 60,000 people murdered in Gaza. Now, Israel claims that 13,000 of them are terrorists. But even if we take them at their word, that's going to be 47,000 civilians murdered. Now, I realize civilians are always killed in war. That doesn't make it a good thing or acceptable. Obviously, armies must strive to keep the civilian death toll down. But Israel does the opposite, is trying to maximize it. And when will it end? Where will it end? Just, wow, words fail me. It's absolutely revolting and infuriating. What can we do? Okay, I'm a nobody. What very little I can do is to try and be a witness to the truth, raise my voice. Might it have some effect? Surely, everybody, we have some moral duty to do what little we can to speak up, to make charitable donations and so on. So do what you can to end genocide. We said never again after 1945. It's been repeated again and again. And it's all very, very lugubrious.